This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
This is SSA Harrow on Smoke Radio.
Hello, what's up everyone? This is George Woodley from SSA Harrow on the Society's Takeover. Hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to Harrow.
This is the LGBTI Society on Smoke Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm Gaia from the University of Westminster LGBTI Society.
This is the Business Society on Smoke Radio.
Hello, hello, I'm your host for this evening, Asad, and we are the Business Society.
This is the Feminism Society on Smoke Radio.
Hello, we are the Westminster Feminist Society.
This is the Society Takeover on Smoke Radio.
So you've probably seen us around Harrow Campus, wearing bright pink t-shirts. We put on a lot of events at the Undercroft and in the Forum and all around campus really. Last semester, I'll just go have a little recap of what we did, but we had a housing campaign, which went really well, and we also had Hidden, which was a sexual assault awareness campaign. I'm actually joined on the phone now by Usman, Vice President of Cavendish. So I've been talking about Harrow a lot this show. Have you got anything going on in Cavendish that you'd like to talk about?
I've got a it's called Career Links. It's a brand that's actually around employability.
Okay.
Set up. And we've got a couple of events happening. We've got a negotiation workshop, two-day negotiation workshop on the 20th of January and the 21st. In the pavilion, and it starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That's in partnership with the County Magic Society and the Law Society, which is going really well. Okay. Tickets are kind of filling up for that. They can get the tickets from the Law Society Facebook page as well.
Law Society Facebook page, okay.
University of Westminster are hosting Student Pride this year.
Yeah, it's going to be held on Marylebone campus. It's a national event, so we get people coming from universities from all over the country. Again, in our university, so people, you should really look out for this. I did meet some really interesting people last year, even though it was like the first year and everyone.
It's going to be amazing this year. We've got some great lineups that we can't disclose yet.
We can't disclose
yet. It's very exciting.
But if you follow us on Twitter or on our Facebook page, and of course we have our website, Student Pride.
Tickets are out now, and it's from the 27th of February to 1st of March.
We are joined by our guest, Adam Bradford, social entrepreneur and change maker. We've brought you onto this show because we feel that you are very, very relevant to graduates in this day and age.
You know, if there are any business owners listening, they should consider taking on graduates because it's really, really hard to find work whether you're graduated or not. So I'm sure, you know, the fact that startups are embracing people who are not only of their own kind of breed, academic stuff and the practical stuff can mix, yeah.
You worked with Reggae Reggae Sauce. How is Levi Roots?
He's just as it's just as you've seen him on TV, really, very charismatic. He does sing quite a lot.
Oh, fantastic. I've always thought that was lip-synced.
Oh, no, it's definitely real. He's really good, yeah. He's a person who you might not think as an entrepreneur, but he's got a lot of vision and a lot of passion, and he's surrounded himself with the people who can fill all the gaps in his knowledge.
Okay.
And I think that's what's made him so successful. So yeah, really nice to see a success story like that.
So the aim of the Feminist Society, we're quite a new Feminist Society at the University of Westminster, and our aim is just to spread the general message of equality. Myself and Rachel, who started up the president, Rachel, we were a bit disappointed when we came to university last year and to find out that there was no feminist society. So we decided to take our initiative and start one. So we meet every Mondays at 7 o'clock in the old gym at Regent Street campus. And we generally just have a nice chat and discuss things and debate things. We also came across a really, really great campaign, and that was the 50-50 Parliament campaign. And it's run by a really nice lady called Frances Scott. At the moment, the Parliament is really unequal, as you probably well know, and it's focused on trying to get a lot more women into Parliament and into different roles. Don't believe me, just why.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.